tuned into the K-State Radio Network, and welcome once more to Agriculture Today. Well, the 2018 Farm Bill will be put together here in the next months, hopefully so, and in advance of that, K-State and the University of Nebraska and their Extension Services, respectively, are teaming up to put on a series of Farm Bill forums in Kansas and Nebraska in the coming weeks. And you producers are heartily encouraged to attend and submit your thoughts about the shape and form of that next Farm Bill. Joining us now, K-State agricultural economist Michael Taylor and agricultural policy specialist from the University of Nebraska, Brad Lubin. Michael, we'll bring you in first and have you visit about the structure and the purpose of these meetings, first of all.
Well, we are putting these together mostly to give people some idea of what has been put together with the Farm Bill to date, but also to facilitate some discussion and get input from producers on things that they would like to see changed or augmented on the current Farm Bill. It's supposed to be an open discussion, not just us talking, but also listening and trying to get some ideas from the producers themselves.
Yeah, we might note that we had a conversation here recently about the survey on the 14 Farm Bill and what producers did and didn't like. That'll more than likely be part of the give and take here, will it not?
Absolutely. We'll take some of that information and we'll put it to them in the form of questions and trying to find out whether or not they still see PLC versus ARC, see that decision the same light, and then definitely putting it in context with where we are in the farm financial situation and how that affects the potential for decision making.
Brad, of course, you're tracking what progress has been made. It's rather minimal at this point, but what steps have been taken so far on this new 2018 Farm Bill?
Right.
Before we talk more about what you'll be presenting at these sessions, what can you shed light on in regard to that right now?
Well, we watch the process unfold right now, and it seems that there's quite a bit of activity in terms of shaping the kinds of legislation that will be introduced. And yet we're really waiting on the starting pistol, so to speak, because we've got to solve some challenges with the federal budget first before we can perhaps address a couple issues that will shape how the next Farm Bill plays out as well. This is a challenging Farm Bill in the sense that they are all challenges, but this is particularly challenging in the sense that it's a Farm Bill written for a down ag economy, the first time since 2002 that we've written a Farm Bill in that kind of environment. But it's also a Farm Bill written with a very tight budget constraint. No new money expected to get this Farm Bill through. So a real challenge to figure out how to write legislation, how to respond to issues and priorities, and how to do it with very tight budget constraints.
Connected to that, and just as an aside, that throws a bit of a shadow over the notion of getting this Farm Bill done by September the 30th of this year, which is the closeout of the 14 Farm Bill. Any thoughts on that?
Well, that's right. We have that same deadline that always comes upon us that says really September of this year is when it's due. And there is some reason, perhaps some hope, some optimism that there's certainly opportunity to get this Farm Bill done on time, although we have a tradition of not getting it done right on schedule. But the longer we go here without a budget and without a baseline to start with here in the early part of this year, the more challenge we have to imagine this thing moving through in a prompt fashion and getting done on time. So we might deal with the likelihood of both what the next Farm Bill might look like as well as the question of exactly when it would arrive and what that means for producers.
These will take place at five locations, a couple in Kansas, three in Nebraska, and we will be telling the dates and the locations in just a few moments. But Michael, what will be the elements of this program then?
Well, we're going to give an overall introduction of what we know about the Farm Bill to date, what the major challenges are, and then we'll separate into some more specific areas, looking at the commodity programs, at crop insurance, and then also looking at dairy, cotton, and the conservation titles. And we'll give each of those different topics enough time to discuss them, to present what we know to be some of the points of contention from the previous Farm Bill, what we think might be things that are going to be addressed for the upcoming one, and then also asking for input back from producers.
Brad, how do you see, and we'll take a couple of those and look at them more closely, how do you see the discussion over the commodity title and the makeup of the safety net going?
Right. Within the commodity title, you know, there has been quite a bit of discussion about how to reform the programs, particularly the ARC program, concerns about the yield data in the equation, and quite a bit of proposals about how to change that and perhaps to make it more consistent, to change the data set, to lengthen out the data history, but changes to the program. There are also some proposals from some quarters about trying to strengthen the safety net by increasing the bottom end, the price program or the revenue program, and trying to beef up the bottom line. But all of these are written, as I noted, in a pretty tight budget constraint. And maybe the most significant thing to come here in the commodity program discussion isn't just exactly how to reform the program, but the fact that we expect a new decision for producers in 2019. Whether we have a new farm bill in place on time or whether we end up extending current farm legislation for one or more years, we expect producers are going to be faced with a new decision next year over these basic programs, and that'll be an important management piece of information to pick up here. If you look at the crop insurance programs, and we have Dr. Art Barnaby to talk about some of the crop insurance issues, there has been general support from within the ag sector to maintain the strength of the crop insurance portfolio, but also substantial challenges from other directions about how to make cuts and how to reduce spending on the program. So there are some real challenges about what could happen or what is proposed to happen to various crop insurance programs and how that might affect producers. And then we have a couple other titles, conservation programs, which provide a substantial amount of payments and support to producers. The CRP, the EQIP program, the CSP program, all are critical components and important questions for the road ahead. And don't forget some of these other issues. We mentioned within the commodity title, two of the more challenging questions within the commodity title might be the future of dairy support programs and the question of whether cotton returns to the commodity title in form of support programs and how those might be shaped. Lots of questions ahead yet for exactly how this farm bill would roll out.
Michael, if there is a hot button amongst all of those, though, it might well be funding for crop insurance.
I agree. I think that that's the one that's been targeted. It's a fairly large chunk of the overall budget within the Farm Bill. And when we're, you know, as Brad mentioned, we're not looking at getting more funding. We may have to cut funding. So that's going to be one that's going to be targeted. And we've had proposals from both the legislature and from the president about different things that can be cut, means testing, capping the subsidy, so on and so forth, things that are going to have pretty serious ramifications if they go through with them and will change the outlook of crop insurance pretty dramatically.
Brad and Michael, both of you will be presenting at these, but you're, as is evident by your comments, you'll also be gathering information, hopefully to forward what producers are saying to the channels that be out there.
That's the plan. The idea, and I'm not sure, I think we'll probably do it with a combination of just open forum questions and then also maybe gathering some information through clickers, which give people the opportunity to answer various questions, and we can gather that data and then funnel it back to the folks that can use it.
So, Brad, how does a producer or any other interested party, might be a lender, might be somebody else involved in agriculture, participate in one of these forums?
Right. The forums across both states, as noted, are a joint effort of Kansas State Research and Extension and Nebraska Extension. There is a registration website, a modest registration in advance to help cover the cost of meals and materials, a higher registration fee at the door. Producers can go online to the agmanager.info website, from which you would find a link to the meeting announcement and the registration information.
And as you say, there is a fee. It's nominal considering what you'll be getting out of this program. $20
right,
if pre-registered 5 days before the date of each meeting, $30 beyond that deadline or at the door. So very affordable, again, for the quality of program. And lastly, Michael, it's simply an open invitation to all producers to weigh in on the possible makeup of that next farm bill.
I think that all the things that we've talked about in this interview have just sort of highlighted how important this farm bill is going to be. And when you put it in the context of a down farm economy, this is the time to, if you have something to say or you really want to have any kind of influence at all on what people are thinking about the farm bill, is to come to these meetings, listen and express your opinion and give yourself the opportunity to have some influence.
Very good. And in just a second, we will run through the dates and locations of each of these. So, Michael and Brad, appreciate your time. Good luck with these meetings coming up soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Brad Lubin is an agricultural policy specialist, University of Nebraska, and Michael Taylor, agricultural economist, K-State Research and Extension. The 2018 Farm Bill Forum Series will begin Wednesday, February the 28th in Dodge City, then Thursday, March the 1st in Manhattan, the next three in the state of Nebraska. Monday, March the 5th, Meade, Nebraska, Tuesday the 6th of March in Scottsbluff, and the last in the series, Wednesday, March the 7th in Hastings. You're listening to Agriculture Today, and we'll be back in a moment on this, the K-State Radio Network.